Good to be back in the Lord's house.
Yes.
Been here all week.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
I don't know anywhere else I'd rather be.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's been a good week. I have blessed. Well, I tell you what, last night just cooked my goose. I loved it. Amen. I absolutely loved the service last night. And I've enjoyed every one of them, but last night
yeah.
It seemed like just a little more.
Good.
Amen. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Brother Johnny had a hard time sleeping last night. Thinking about the Word of God.
Yeah.
And things he preached on last night.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoyed it. I like it when I can get something that
does
my attention, makes me think about things. And,
yeah.
Amen. And I appreciated that. But the brother preached last night, went here on the battle axe.
Yeah.
Amen. He wasn't talking about your wife, man. Get that straight. Amen. I won't say this tonight, too, on behalf of the women. I was reading back there in Genesis the other day, and I've heard so many times if Eve hadn't yielded to the devil. You know, God told Adam first. Amen. He created him first, and he told him plainly, don't eat that tree.
Yeah.
Whether she ate or not, he didn't have to.
That's right.
Amen. So we don't need to blame nobody tonight. If we go to hell, we just blame ourselves.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it needs to be tonight. If we don't accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we slip off into eternity in a place called hell, we don't need to blame anybody but ourselves. God's faithful was. Amen. He's paid the price. Amen. So tonight you need to know that. So we had much prayer tonight for this service that maybe somebody here tonight's lost. I'd like to see somebody saved.
Amen.
God's will that any should perish, but all.
Amen.
And it is good, amen, to be in the house now. How many preachers we got? I mean, y'all might stand up just for a minute. Amen. You fellas believe in what the Word says, don't you? I mean,
sure.
He said if we agree at touching upon one thing, you get it.
That's right.
Well, I'd like for you to help me pray for the service tonight that God give us victory.
Amen.
Some lost soul tonight.
Amen.
So tonight, let's preachers, let's go to the Lord's prayer. Everybody's welcome to pray with us, but I just want us to agree on something tonight. Let's pray tonight for this service. Father in heaven, we pray God, amen. So you be in much prayer for just a few minutes for me. I don't know how long I'll preach. I'll tell you this tonight. I probably won't take the spells that Brother Johnny takes. He's younger than me. Amen. He's younger than me. Amen. Don't mean I don't like it. Amen. Don't mean I don't like everybody gets a hold of it. Amen. It's just I ain't as flexible as he is.
Amen.
So tonight, amen, you just pray for me. God have his way.
Yeah.
He said here in the 11th verse, amen. In chapter 4, he said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is, amen, become the head of the Lord. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, amen, than there is none of women. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to leave one more verse to you. Timothy tonight, first chapter.
Amen.
He said right here in the 15th verse. Amen. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation. How that Christ Jesus came into the world.
Yeah.
And the saved sinners.
Yeah.
Of whom I am.
Amen.
Peace.
Yeah.
You may be saved. Amen. I've thought about this all day long.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't really still don't know what we're going to do with it. How about the brother got to preaching last night? Amen. And when he started off about the battle.
Yeah.
Amen. He started preaching about the I am.
Amen.
I've thought about this all day. Amen. Listen. God called Moses.
They
told him to go down to Israel. Amen. And hey, brethren, bring the children of Israel. Amen. He said, go down there. And he said, who's sending me? He said, what will I tell them when I get down there? He said, tell them that I am
faithful.
My mind got to wondering last night. Amen. Just a little bit. Amen. I got to thinking about now, baby. I remember a time that I was walking. Amen. And God laid it upon a man's heart. Amen. To take me to the house of God. And they took me to the throne of grace.
Yeah.
And they began to pray me.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Hey, God sent the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Right there in my house.
Yeah.
And he delivered me out of life.
Yeah.
And he made me worthy of all.
Yeah.
And let God save those sinners.
Yeah.
And he's about as lost as they could. Hey, listen. How about a man called Jesus?
Yeah.
Really, can't nobody else in this world care.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Yeah. Jesus came. Amen. Old Peter one day, he was him and amen, I believe it was John headed up into the temple there to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said there's no voice sitting outside the gate church.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Begging on. Been there many times.
Yeah.
He was looking at them expecting something.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
My brother,
yeah.
Little did he know.
Yeah.
Little did he know.
Yeah.
Tonight, listen. How Jesus, I was fixing to pass.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, he said, how boy is asking alms trouble. And old Peter's looked down there.
Yeah.
I know down. He said, passing the eyes upon me. And brother, he began to talk.
Yeah.
He said, silver and gold. He said, I have none.
Yeah.
But he said, such as I have.
Yeah.
Hey, you
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know how to pray. But there was one thing I learned real quick.
Amen.
I
She kept hauling him around possessed. Man, I'm telling you what. She just kept on doing it, brother. Saying this ain't been gonna deliver us. Gonna tell us about Jesus. No more mocking him. Amen. Making fun of him. Brother old Paul stood all he could stand. Amen. After a while he got weary with it. And the Bible said he turned and looked at her. And he said, I've come out of her in the name of Jesus. Brother, it's got immediately that spirit came out of her. Brother, let me tell you something. That's how quick my God can work. One of them possessed with a devil.
Amen. Yeah.
They went down there and began to rebuke him.
Yeah.
He turned around and looked down and he said, hey, Jesus I know.
Yeah.
All I know.
Yeah.
Who are you? You know what? There's a lot of people tonight trying to be church people. Hey, trying to be a Christian. Hey, man, but Jesus don't know who they are. Even the devil knows who they are. You know why? Because they pretend so much. Hey, man, they played it so much. Hey, they've forgotten. Hey, it takes the Spirit of God. Hey, without the Spirit, the Bible said we're not of him. Through Jesus, amen. Through prayer, through repentance. As the brother said last night, how we got to learn to let the Spirit have its way. Amen. We got to learn to let Him take you. And let Him take control. Hey, listen, nice. You can't worship God in any other fashion, except in Spirit and truth. Amen. He said, when you pray, amen, ask in my name. Jesus said, ask in my name. He said, and the Father will give it to you.
Amen.
A lot of times, amen, we'll get down and we'll pray. And brother, it's just like going to get a jug of milk. Amen, we'll look in the freezer. Lord, I'm in trouble. Help me, Jesus. And we're back on the road again. Brother, we don't get down with godly sorrowfulness. Amen, with a broken heart and a broken spirit. Hey, say, God, hit me again. And Jesus said, Father, I need help. I could call on you and give me. And He would give it to me. And the devil's biting me. Hey, man, did you ever get that way?
Yeah.
People don't want to be around you.
Come on.
You ever get in that position?
Yeah.
Hey, man, all down and out, discouraged.
Hey, Lord.
Grumpy?
Yeah.
Hey, man, got so many things on your mind, I don't know which way to go.
Hey, Lord.
Hey, man.
That's right, man.
I think about Jesus being on the ship, running the belly of the sea.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Bible said he was fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
A great storm came.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it began to toss them to and fro in the waves and the storms.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard all kinds of preaching about this. And, hey, man, no doubt there's many messages have been preached off of it, different ways, different styles.
Yeah.
Hey, man, and I know at the end there, he said, oh, you've no faith.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Just like we need to do.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Yeah.
They went to the source. They went to the source. No, they didn't run up over one another, huddled up like a bunch of turkeys and all, but they're not making no sense. They went down there and woke him up and said, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" Hallelujah. No, talk to him. He's a friend. He said, "I'm closer than a brother." And I'll stay closer than anyone. I'll go with you. I'm close tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey, the devil has to flee. But I am not saved. Brother, the devil had to leave his place. Brother, God kicked him out. He began to clean it up, Brother Johnny. And Jesus went in.
Amen.
I like what you said last night about him going down there and kicking open that door.
The
devil was
made.
Amen.
What? Just imagine the look on his face. Can you?
Amen.
Here, I'm not sure what you did.
Yeah.
I killed you. 3 days ago, you was hanging on a cross.
Amen.
Hey, man, listen. You should be dead.
Amen.
Hey, but listen. Hey, no other name under heaven.
Yeah.
Hey, when you go to the grave, he said, "I got the power to lay it down."
Amen.
And I got the power.
Amen.
Tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, we get beat down.
Yep.
Oh, I love the message.
Yeah,
that was good. Help me tell you, brother.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, we need to get our wits sharpened up.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get our mind made up.
Yeah. Amen.
On the rock.
Amen.
Who is the rock? Jesus.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, he said, if you come to me, I know a wise cast you out.
Yep. Yeah.
Jesus said that.
Yeah.
He said, "I love you." Amen. He said, "I lay my life down for the sheep." And listen, he said, "I am, the good shepherd."
Yep.
And listen, David said, "If the Lord be my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen. What do we want tonight? Oh, I want the devil up on me. Well, get him up of me.
Yeah.
Hey, call up on the one and get him up of me. I can't fight him, brother, but I know one's got power there. He's got all power. God let him. He said he's done to seek and to save that which is lost.
Hey,
you're battling something tonight. Hey, if you're going through depression, hey, maybe this discouraged. Hey, if you're bringing to Jesus tonight and call up on his name, he will deliver.
Amen.
I just preached here a few weeks ago.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I am."
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. And you're right. I was alive and was dead, but he's alive forevermore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. He ain't dead no more.
Right.
He's sitting at the right hand.
Yep.
Right. Making intercession.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He sure is.
Praise your way, mate. You know what? Somebody prayed for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody prayed for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Well, it's what goes to the house of God.
Yep.
Somebody brought us before the Lord.
Amen.
Offered us up.
Amen.
Let me tell you, brother, he hears.
Yeah.
He answered. Glory to God.
Amen.
He answered. He called us in. You know what? It's up to us to get saved.
Yeah.
I want to keep Jesus to get saved. He said, "I am the good shepherd."
Yeah.
He also said, "I am the door." There's no other way in.
Yeah.
He said, "I am the way, I am the truth,
yeah.
I am the life,
yeah.
I am the truth, he is everything that you ever need."
Yeah.
I stand at the door.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, I love you.
Amen.
Well, if any man open up unto me,
yeah,
I'll come in and make my
book. Yeah.
Hey,
amen.
Amen. Sure will.
Come on.
Sure will, amen.
Well, I thought about tonight, Brother Danny, come make the boat with me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you. What a wall.
Yeah.
I've told this many times. I'm going to tell it again. You know what? They don't like it. I'm going to tell it.
That's right.
If you hear it, you probably won't hear for it again, but I'm going to tell you. Hey, man, Brother John, they was something for years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. I never could see it.
Come on, brother.
It was so close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd wake up out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, scared as a newborn baby.
Yeah, that's small.
Man,
yep.
Sweat streaming off of me. Man, I'm hit with just almost getting it sometimes. I never could see it. But it was so fearful, brother. But I'm here to tell you tonight, man, that happened to me for nearly 32 years of my life. But I tell you what, at 32 and a half years old, man, I bet a man came looking for me.
Hey, come on,
you know what happened? You know what happened to that thing that was chasing me?
Yeah. Amen.
You know what happened to it?
Come on.
I don't even know. It's gone.
Yeah.
Wherever it went, brother, I don't know.
Hey,
but brother, it's not here anymore.
Right. Right.
It don't chase me. No.
Yeah.
It don't wake me up.
Yeah.
Spirit,
yeah.
I'm because greater's he. Yeah. Hey, listen, hadn't men told him one time, so we saw a man casting out devils. He was healing people. He said, in your name. He said, should we fall far down out of heaven on them? They're not with us. He said, you don't even know what spirit you are.
Yes.
Hey, listen, tonight, if you only knew, how the power you
yes.
say,
yes.
And tonight, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
He said, we have a form about us.
Yeah.
Amen. We walk around in the Bible. We put on the dust. Amen. But we deny the power thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless
you. Come on, Randy. Whoops you all the time?
Yeah.
Because you took a table.
Yeah.
Come on,
Randy.
I've been a long time ago if you stand up to a bully. Get usually about that.
Yeah.
I've been so scared that my knees knock my teeth right here. Amen. But I stand my ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After getting me a whooping or two, brother.
Bless him,
and time stop this stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's what we need to do today.
That's right.
Well, we should get to the point. This little pea brain of mine. Amen. That when the devil comes, every time he comes, he's going to hold Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes I feel like, well, maybe I've had a good service.
Yeah.
Boy, Johnny, I'm telling you what, you were wound tight last night. Boy, it'd been a good time for the devil to come pitch you, wouldn't you? Boy, you just knocked his teeth out. You just left Jesus out of the picture. And we get all cocky about that, amen? We get lifted up in spirit, brother. We can take on the world. But I'm here to tell you tonight, even David, brother, when he faced the giant, he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, when you face the devil, you tell him, hey, Satan, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke you. Get behind me. You have no witness in my life. You have no witness in my family. You have no witness in my church. Jesus bought this house. He
sacrificed
for the blood of the Lamb. Don't be there.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
The devil has to flee.
That's right.
Amen.
You're lost tonight.
The
Bible said that God so loved the world.
Yeah.
His son.
Yeah. Amen.
Who is his son? Through Jesus.
Amen. Thank God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
God in the flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Can you imagine coming to that little virgin woman? Told her there, said, you're going to conceive a son.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's going to be the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you shall call him Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Man, you know, we spell love, L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
Come on.
Spell different in my heart.
Yeah.
J-E-S-U-S.
Amen.
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 I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad tonight that Jesus lived in my heart.
Yeah.
He's the one that's loved.
That's right.
Amen. You know what? It's impossible tonight to have God in your heart and not love.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, listen, you can get hateful, you can get aggravated, you can get irritated, mad at the world. But I tell you what, as soon as you come to your senses, you realize you love people. We're human. We're in the flesh. It takes over sometimes. But if you said last night, the flesh can't take it. He gets burdened down. Amen. He gets troubles and things in it, brother, that we just overwhelm. And sometimes we'll just flip.
Come on.
Listen, Lord. Somebody said, just got a vent of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God help the vent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, they said it wasn't what goes into a man.
That's right.
A thousand.
Yeah.
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 Sure is.
People don't have problems with social drinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? When I drink, I need what came out of me.
Amen.
My tongue got loose at both
ends.
That's a lot of trash. Amen. Nothing worth anything.
Amen.
When I got me a drink of the Spirit of God, then I can talk about something worse.
Amen.
You know what? All them old sinners begin to drift away.
Yeah.
You know why? That's because they like to think it felt good to the flesh.
Come on.
The man went with the trouble in the spirit, began to trouble that old soul. I'm glad you sung that song. God saves old sinners.
Yeah.
He saved the old sinners.
Yeah.
Listen, they not sin. Lost and undone.
Yeah.
I raved. I said the other night, just like a man in the tomb. Folks, I tell you, I was about as wild as it comes when it comes to being. I mean, I get mad over nothing. Amen. I'm going to share a few things. Can I just show you how bad it was? I mean, what it sounds silly. Let me just tell you not what God done for me.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, man, I was so bad that I'd tear up half the house just to fix one thing. That's how bad it was. Hey, man, I was in the outside working on a car, meeting my wife just for a split second. Hey, man, she was in the house talking on the phone. I went to open the door. I said, honey, I need your help. You know what she said? I'll be right there. You know what? Wasn't quick enough. I went in there. I ripped the phone out. Went just as far as I could. Boy, busted in all the pieces. Hey, man, and then my car wouldn't start. Need to call somebody to help. I need to tell you what. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
But Jesus came.
Yeah.
Jesus came.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hear me tonight? Yeah. Jesus came in my life.
Hey,
man, and made a difference.
Yeah.
But I still. Hey, I may try to fix something, and I may tear it up, but I don't care if everything else around me.
Right.
Ain't too good at fixing anything. Amen. But I know one that can.
Amen.
I sung that song last night, but I know a man that can.
Amen. That's right.
I'll tell you what, I can't fix a broken heart, but I know a man that can.
Yeah.
Amen. He can't.
Amen.
Amen. A torn soul, but I know one that can.
Yeah.
You know what? He take a lost person and give them hope.
Yep.
Give them life eternal.
Yeah.
Amen. They've got their name way up in glory.
Yeah.
Man, he says, well, there's rejoicing. Hey, man, in the presence of the angels of God.
Amen.
There is rejoicing.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen saw him stand up, didn't you?
Yes, he did.
Or he still looked up into the third heaven.
Yeah,
he saw Jesus standing right
there. Yeah.
Come on. Can't you just picture that in your mind? Hey, man, tonight, a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, when you get down to your deathbed, how many people have you been? Amen. At a funeral or right before they die, talking to them, and they'll say, you see him?
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody do that? Huh? That little woman I was talking about Tuesday night, she told Brother Jeff, he said, what's going on? What are you seeing? She kept saying something. She said, I see a train coming. I see a train coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
He said, well, who's driving? She said, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Man, let me tell you, ship, airplane, hey, boat, whatever he's in, as long as he's at the helm, I don't care. Walking with him and he wants the Lord. But he said he wanted to please God. But I believe he pleased him and he took it out of you.
Yes, sir.
What a time, may
be. Right.
Amen. When the Lord calls us home.
Amen.
When the Lord says, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what? There ain't enough devils in hell to hold you.
Amen.
But you know what? Tonight, you are lost.
Thank God.
Lost and undone without Jesus. You don't have Jesus Christ in your heart. You've not got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen, he said, I am the way.
Amen.
He also said, listen. So many people believe I'll just party until I get down to the end.
Yeah.
Do you know when the end is done?
Mm-hmm.
I pray and I read the Word of God. I still have no idea when I'm
going to
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't start to tell you. Might live to be 100. Might not live to see tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right, bro.
Just the same thing. I know my name's recorded in heaven.
Amen.
All the blood's been applied.
Yeah.
I've asked for forgiveness day after day.
Yeah.
Amen. I've repented. Amen. I've went to the throne of grace
yeah.
many times. Even after I've been saved,
yeah.
I went to that throne.
Yeah.
And
right.
yeah.
It's me again, Lord. I've
Amen.
Messed up. I've
yeah.
made a mess of things, God. But in the name of Jesus, you said that we have an
yeah.
advocate.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Amen. The name called Jesus.
Yeah.
The advocate tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. And we get in heaven, we pray and we repent. Amen. And we move on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Sure, it's the Lord of
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, you're not saved.
That's right.
Name's not recorded in that Lamb's Book of Life. You'll see that man again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's sitting on the front.
Amen.
And he said that the book's open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John saw some books. I already
yeah.
saw one. It could
yeah.
be open.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said, he looked and there, behold, stood the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The Lamb slain.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what he said? He told John, he said, write this down. It's a,
yeah.
He meant it's a faithful saying. Blessed are they that
mm-hmm.
are called into the marriage supper.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight,
right.
have you been called to the marriage supper?
Amen.
I think of a man one time made a supper for his friends.
Yeah.
Amen. His son was fixing
right.
to get married. Boy, he began to call them and send his
yeah.
servants out. Called his friends. And how many
yeah.
church people have you called this week and invited?
Amen.
How many
right.
of them even came?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, think about that, the church people.
Yeah.
Amen. They made excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier making excuses.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I've done.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you guilty?
Yeah.
Have you done?
Yeah.
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 I've done.
Yeah.
Amen. I guess I'm just the biggest sinner in the bunk, but Paul said, I, which I am chief.
Yeah.
But he's saved.
Amen.
They begin to make excuses, and he said, those that have been called shall not taste of my supper.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If they ain't getting it, they're going to read the Bible.
Right.
Amen. But listen, he said, go out into the highways.
Amen.
Amen. In the streets.
Yeah.
Alleyways.
Amen.
Go out in the gutters. Get
yeah.
the winos, the drunkards. Amen. The dope heads. Hey, the pill poppers. Get them. Bring them in here. Them is crippled up.
Amen.
Amen. Broke down from the world.
Come on.
Bring them in. He said, there's plenty of room at my table.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, there's plenty of room tonight at the throne of God.
Yeah.
Hey, for anybody
yeah.
who wants it,
yeah.
come and have it.
Yeah.
If your name's not recorded in heaven tonight,
yeah.
Come and get it recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Oh, I got down to the end.
Yeah.
Here come the Lord in, and he seen one man sitting there, and he went to him, and he said, sir, how'd you get in here without having a wedding garment on? A lot of people trying to slip in.
Yeah.
Come on. They said, if you try to come in any other way,
yeah.
you're the same as a thief and a robber.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, a thief and a robber has no part in the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Only the redeemed of God.
Yeah.
The Lord is saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
You know, even Peter. Boy, he was gung-ho, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He said, Lord, Jesus just told him about the things he was going to suffer. He's headed out to the garden. And he said, Peter,
mm-hmm.
he said, you'll deny me before
yeah,
the moment, before the cock crows, you'll deny me.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. The Bible said that they went out there and there's mm-hmm. Jesus in Pilate's hall.
Yeah.
Amen. And old Peter, standing outside tonight,
yeah.
the Lord, God Almighty.
Yeah.
The one that he just said, I'll go with you, even
yeah.
to the
right.
You see, he wasn't full of spirit yet.
Yeah.
Come on. Understand me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't preaching on him being a bad person. He just didn't got to have nothing
right.
to do with
him. Right.
Hey, man, you know what? A lot of people sit in church pews all over this country.
Yeah.
The same here, even with us, and all over this country. They sit in church pews now. Going through the form, going through the fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't have the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not judging nobody.
But
folks, whenever we take to put our confidence and faith in man, we'd rather be at the church in the city. Amen.
Yeah.
We're serving hot dogs, corn chips.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Popcorn. We're going to the
Amen.
Sanctuary of God to worship
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Hey, it may make somebody mad. I can't help
it.
They can get saved.
That's right.
Amen. It says some things should not be. Hey, come home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. We love you. Amen. But listen, folks, he said it in his house.
Come on.
He said, how'd you get in here without that wedding garment on?
Mm-hmm.
Because it bind him up.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't have the Spirit of God either.
Yeah.
He didn't have that garment on.
No.
You see, when you come and get saved, something takes place.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, he said, and the brother even touched on this the other night about her righteousness being the filthy rags.
Yeah.
I'm glad that blood covers some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad the blood covers that.
Yeah.
What can make you whole?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What can make you white? Amen. Nothing.
Yeah.
Amen. One of the writers said, man, he took an old stony heart, washed it in red blood, and made it white as
snow.
Amen. Amen. Took out that old heart of stone. Amen. Listen tonight. Boy, hard hearted. Man, evil.
Yeah.
Amen. I trust you, will I? Brother, I tell you, evil, full of hate. I didn't like myself, nobody else.
Come on.
Didn't care for nobody, brother. I didn't care if you died laying right there, or I could walk over him on the house.
Come on.
Brother, look, but when Jesus came.
Amen.
Man, when he come into my heart. What a difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It changed my life.
Yeah.
Amen. It was hope. Amen.
Yeah.
Changed. Amen. I tell you, I was home like that. Man, my heart would be right. Man, I thought you love compassion.
Yeah.
Man, worry about people. Oh,
yeah. Come on.
Man, I love people.
Yeah.
Man, I love you now. I could have told you that 20 years ago. Amen. Because I'm lost and undone.
Amen.
I go off with my family for days. Amen. Praying, running wild like a full boy in the tomb. Amen. Didn't care if I can come home or not.
Amen.
Man, when I got saved, I couldn't wait to get to home.
Amen.
I couldn't wait to get to the house of God, Melissa.
Go.
I couldn't wait to get to my house after work.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't wait to see my wife, my children. Man. Had a new heart.
Amen.
Not only did he give me a new heart, he gave me new eyes.
Amen.
Man, I could see different.
Amen.
Boy, my taste buds were different. God, what we God bless this food.
Amen.
Man, my taste buds changed. Amen. I was eating. I never thought I'd eat. Amen. You know why? Because God would bless you.
Hey,
whatever I wanted, that's what it tasted like.
Amen.
Hey, he would give me steak whenever I wanted steak. Though it may look in the form of longing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, you may want to wait to that last breath
that
is gone.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, I would not.
Amen.
I would not take a chance on that.
God.
Calling a friend in Nashville, he's going down there for some treatments, had cancer, going to die. Lost and undone without God. Prayed for him, prayed for him. Had the church pray for him everywhere I went. I'd ask people to pray for him. Dear friend, loved him with all my heart. Me and him worked together. Amen. He was my worst enemy when I got saved. And made me so mad at times that I wanted to just choke the life out of him. But I began to look back on that, Brother Johnny. He was the best help I've ever had.
Amen.
Because he would say so many foolish things to me. I'd go get this word of God. I would try to dig it out.
Yeah.
Amen. But listen, headed down the highway to Nashville, Tennessee one morning. Boy, called and was taking down there, and we headed down there, and his wife and mine was sitting in the back. Oh, my. She was having a great conversation with my wife. Boy, she was telling her all about God and how good he was and that she could live the way she wanted to and God loved her enough that when it got right down to the end, you can't tell me that God won't save me. For 45 minutes, brother, I chewed my tongue.
Yeah.
I said, God, God, you made me say something over the door.
Yeah.
It wasn't but just a minute. She said, what do you think, preacher?
There you go.
In the name of Jesus, I told her the truth.
Yeah.
I would hate to know that I felt that way in my heart, knowing that I felt that way in my heart and rejected Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Yeah.
All the times that he knocked at my heart, all the times he sent somebody to tell me about him, and to love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't think he was going to hear me when I'm dying.
Come on.
Yeah. only knew what I know today, I'd have got saved as soon as I got old enough to walk.
Amen.
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 Right.
I've needed him all my life.
Yes. Amen.
He had mercy on me.
Yes.
He had compassion on
me.
Amen. 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 I'll ask you tonight, how you stand with God.
Yeah.
I know it's just probably one of those messages we hear over and over, just routine messages. I'll tell you what, it still takes Jesus to be saved.
Amen.
And Johnny preached last night about, amen, I am, and how to sharpen up that axe, how to get the rust off of it.
Yeah.
And I felt like some of you done that last night. Man, I'm telling you, the people came to all the I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe tonight, as sure as I'm standing here before you, that God spoke to somebody's heart tonight.
Amen.
I believe that.
Come on.
God did put it on my heart for no reason. I'd like to ask everybody in the house, just bow your heads for a minute. Or close your eyes and pray. If you're saved tonight, friend, tonight, I hope and pray everybody here is saved. Man in my heart, I can't feel that tonight.
I love you.
As I said, boy, there was a great warfare happening one night. My life, everybody's been saved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're still going through the battle, but man, it's a great warfare.
Yeah.
Man, the devil, he didn't want to give me up. I was a great soldier.
Yeah.
I served him well. He wanted to keep me because he knew if I got saved, amen, there was chance other people would be saved.
Mm-hmm.
There was chances, amen, my family would begin to be saved.
Amen.
There was chances people I worked around would be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. That man I was talking about taking an aspirin, he got saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The church is praying. Amen. Be it begging, pleading, reading. Amen. Talking to him, but the church is praying. And Jesus is meeting with me every time I went to see him. Jesus was right there. Man, he was there when I got there, John.
Amen.
Man, he'd see me come in the door, he'd go to weeping.
Amen.
Man, he'd go to break down, he'd go to crying. Mm-hmm. He could talk about the Lord. Mm-hmm. Man, just right when God was nearly having the devil jerk him back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You see, he'd been brought up in church. He'd been taught little church ways. He thought this, he thought that.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil used that on him every time he had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He jerked him back. One Sunday morning, a little old-fashioned church. I was pastor there for just a little while, filling in my home church. Boy, I got saved that. There was a man from the time I got saved to this point, which would be about probably 7 or 8 years. They had requested prayer for this man. He was a preacher. Had been a preacher. He turned his back on God and went out in the world. About 400 feet from our church, that same year that I was there, his daughter came through by the church, flipped her car, went up on a big dirt pile, and killed her. Died. Hey, man, he came down very, very ill. And I was just a young preacher. One Sunday morning, he come walking in the church. Man, my heart fell in the floor. You know, preachers got to preach that right message, that great, great big message that's beyond everything a man could imagine. But to see somebody saved, that ain't how it works. Jesus said, tell them to repent.
Right.
The kingdom of hell is at hand.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I opened my Bible that morning. Boy, my heart was beating as part of Jason. Boy, the Spirit of God was so strong.
Yeah.
I opened my Bible, everybody stood, opened my Bible, and I read Romans 6:23. Wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everybody ready for me to start preaching? I closed my Bible and said, get a song. Man, by the time we started singing, that man slid under that altar.
Thank you. Amen.
And he made things right with the
altar.
Amen. And I'm so glad I didn't get in the way.
Amen.
So glad, Brother Johnny, I didn't get in the that morning.
Right. Amen.
Just read the Word, and the Word takes care of the job. But I knew that man had already forgotten more than I probably ever know.
Yeah.
Amen. But that morning, that's what it took.
Yeah.
What brought you back, amen, to the Lord.
you know, amen. He went back. You know, I said the other night, do you? First words.
Yeah.
He went and done everything over. Went back, prayed, and began to preach again.
Yeah.
Stood and preached a few times.
But he had done so much to his body. Drank so much and took so much drugs there trying to. I know it wasn't trying to get away from the world. He was trying to get away from God.
Mm, yeah.
Over his body.
Yeah.
Folks, tonight you can run from God and get God. And wake up one day and the devil say,
that's true.
Right.
That's
all
right.
Short opinion.
But tonight, God said you can be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Preacher, you don't know me.
That's right.
God loves me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what he loves? Preacher, I'm a worship river. That's the one of God.
Yeah.
Well, he'd be nice to say, you know why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because it becomes great soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not only that, Brother Jason, I've heard you testify getting saved at an early age.
Yeah.
Never tasted the things of this whole world.
No.
Yeah. Hey, listen. If you don't have Jesus, you're lost. He doesn't.
That's right. That's right.
There's no degrees in heaven.
Amen.
It's all lost. It's all burnt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all torn and torment.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if you, hey man, are a murderer, a robber,
right.
Hey man, thief, whatever, or you just born and never done nothing to nobody, just lived your life and tried to be good to everybody, but rejected Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, we still
hate you. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Boy, he did up now, but I know I can't save you.
No.
But all day God's dealt with my heart. All day long God just beat my heart. Amen. Saying, well, I want to save somebody, this revival.
Yeah.
You know, it's not his will tonight, it's your purpose.
That's right.
God sent you the invitation.
Yeah.
He told you how to be saved now through Jesus tonight. You come and say, Lord, I want to be the Lord of my life. Won't you save me? Don't pray. Don't pray what I'm telling you. Just get down there every what's on your heart and talk to him.
Yeah, man.
If you was in trouble tonight, you'd come beating on my door, what would you say to him? Would you just stand there dumbfounded? Or would you say, preacher, I need you to do this, or I need you to do that? Talk to the Lord.
Amen.
I listened to a message that says, this man, I've listened to this 4 or 5 times. Man, it really stands out in this message. There is no mercy being on the earth.
That's right.
No mercy. The door will be closed.
Amen.
I, Jesus, said my angel testified these things to you in the churches. Man, I've heard testimonies last time. Man, they just in the testimonies.
Yeah.
People could have been saved.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. In the song. To be saved.
Yeah,
Brother John, tonight, knowing that, man, my God is able to save whosoever will call upon his name.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Whosoever will come humbly before the throne of grace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that feeling, preacher, shut up.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him,
Lord. I love you.
Sure,
Jesus loves you.
Sure.
Amen. Brother John loves you.
Yeah, man.
Brother Perry loves you.
Yep.
And all these preachers, all these saints of God that you probably have said, man, they're hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't want you to go to hell for
them. No.
You know something I found out about? I started going to church. I found out them people that I used to think was hypocrites, they wasn't what I thought they were. You know what? With two brothers heading off to work, going to go out and work in the sun all day long. Sweat, strength, knowing they're going to nearly die, take time out to stop in and pray for a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
When they could have went on and got some work done.
Yeah.
Right. Man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Johnny. That's what that
does. Yeah.
Amen. You know what that does for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know who put that on their heart?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Amen.
You know what makes people drive miles to go to church?
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I got a lot of church people here tonight come from all the way in Jamestown. Amen. I thank God for that.
That's right.
Maybe because they're faithful.
Yeah.
These are my faithful ones. Amen. Since tonight's our regular church service, they're here with me tonight.
Amen.
They love me.
Yeah.
They don't only just love me. You know what makes them love me?
Yeah.
They love Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes it a whole lot easier.
Yes, it does.
Somebody tell Gina that.
Yeah.
He's gone fast. He's gone again.
You missed.
Amen. Well, I love you, Brother Turkey.